Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A good idea after you've had a few. That's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. Chris is in for Mike today. We got a lot to chop up. We got a lot to talk about, and we will with you. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, have you given in to the fact that this is not as bad as you think it is? The Falcons went through the draft, and oh, by the way, for those of you who are like, man, they screwing this up. They went defense, 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 running back, defense, wide receiver. Point is, if they don't address everything that you think they should, everything that you had on your piece of paper, everything that you had in your mock draft, you are disappointed. In Atlanta, we should not be disappointed in this draft.
Oh.
We should not be disappointed in this draft.
Oh.
We should be excited about what these young fellas are going to bring and how this team has improved. Now, we have to wait to see it, but this whole notion, and I'm about to get it from Turtle, I feel it. This whole notion that this draft sucked and we did a terrible job is just incorrect. It's wrong, and whoever is telling you that, you need to stop listening to them. That is not the case. The Penix pick, which we'll talk more about, because I know Friday some of you weren't satisfied with Terry and Michael coming on and addressing all the things, but now it's been over the weekend. Please tell me you've taken a deep breath and a step back and said, okay, this is not as bad as I thought it was.
No, Carl.
Oh, jeez.
It's worse. As a matter of fact, you know what, Carl Dukes? It's worse.
Why?
Because I've sat here now since Thursday night stewing, arguing with people. I pulled my best squid impression and have just been arguing with people on Twitter.
That's easy.
All weekend long. I put out my grades. I took a leap of faith, Carl.
Okay.
I said, you know what? The people of Atlanta are going to approach my grading, because I was tough, with nuance and with informative thinking. And geez, was I wrong. But you know what, Carl? Honestly,
what?
It's not good. The situation is, it's not good. And here's my main two reasons why.
Okay. Wait. I want to know why is it not good? We're talking about the entire draft now being completed. We have 8 new guys.
Yep.
We don't know if all these guys will make the team, obviously. We don't know how that plays out. I do know Penix and Rook and Braylon and Brandon and JD are. But the 3 6 round picks, okay. But we have 8 new guys, and they addressed the needs that they needed to address.
Whoa.
Strip sack.
Carl.
Yes. What?
They didn't draft a corner in all 6 rounds.
Well, that obviously means they feel comfortable about where they're at.
Kevin King? Antonio Hamilton?
Obviously, they have a plan.
Why
are you stressing about this when they are not stressing about this?
You trust what this team has done the last couple of years, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10?
Well, that was play calling.
Yeah, okay.
That wasn't this. That was play calling.
Yeah, and the guy calling plays this year has how much experience doing that
he's
call?
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Just like Jared Kelnick is fine, he's going to be fine.
Jared Kelnick is hitting .304.
He's fine. He's fine.
You know how many home runs he has, Carl?
Hey, it doesn't matter.
Zero.
He's contributing.
Zero.
Here's what I want to know.
4 RBIs.
Why is this not... What is your issue with it? Go ahead. What's the problem?
Okay, here's the thing, Carl. It comes down to 2 words.
What? You didn't like it?
2 words.
What?
Win now.
They can.
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? They can win now. They could have won last year.
You're telling me you're okay with your 2 starting defensive ends being Arnold Ebiketie, who has promise, hasn't shown it yet, 6.5 sacks, career high.
Pitbull!
Yeah. And newly drafted 3rd round pick, who I like, by the way. Their best pick of the draft, in my opinion.
Trice is nice. Now, I'm not going to discount Rook, but Trice is nice. I agree.
Those are your 2 starting defensive ends.
And I also like Dorlus. I mean, Brandon Dorlus is nice, man. Here's the thing.
But that's a rotational piece when you didn't address other needs.
Is it? Or is he going to be a dude? See, we don't know that.
You have Grady and you have David Onyemata.
You do. And this allows these guys to come in and grow underneath them. But the idea is you can get pressure in other ways. And we saw it last year. Everybody talked about the edge and who was going to apply pressure to the opposing team's quarterbacks. We were able to get a bunch of sacks last year that nobody thought we were going to get. Everybody kept saying, as a matter of fact, Mike was talking about, who's the linebacker I'm thinking of? Mike thought he was going to have the most sacks last year.
Caden Ellis.
When's the last time you thought a linebacker was going to have the most sacks on a team? Mike wasn't that far off. I mean, this is how we went into the season.
Then
we had more sacks than expected.
Hold on a second, though, because I can't let you get away with that.
What?
Mike was only right because the team leader in sacks had 6. Carl, that's the only reason he was almost right.
There is no only right. He was right about who was going to get pressure. There's more ways than one to apply pressure. This draft, guys, Rook is a player. A 3-year starter at Clemson, just because you're not familiar with him or you don't know his name doesn't mean he's not a player. Braylon Trice is a really good player at edge.
Yes.
Okay? Brandon Dorlus, D lineman, hell of a player. And I'm telling you this not because I like these guys. This is from all the NFL folks that I talk to on a daily basis who said, that's a pretty good pick.
Rotational piece.
And I was like, really? No, that's a really good pick. And then you start saying why. And from one person to the next, they're all telling me the same thing. So here's what we don't know, Turtle. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I do not know what the overall plan is with Jimmy Lake or with Raheem Morris and how they plan to use some of these guys. But if you're going to tell me they didn't address what they needed to address because you didn't know the names or you don't like it because it wasn't in your mock draft, get over it.
They didn't draft a cornerback, Carl. Would you have rather have right now on this team?
Get over it!
Rook Orororo.
Oh, I like
or
that. Or
Cooper DeJean.
When he gets a sack. Orororo.
Or Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I can hear
if
it right now.
If the Falcons, all they had to do was take Leatu Latu, your boy.
Yes.
And then take.
You mean the first defensive player off the board?
And then take Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, okay.
Or Kool-Aid McKinstry or any of the other corner, TJ Tampa, any of the other guys that were available when they picked Rook Orororo.
Leatu.
Exactly, D-Led. And we would be having a completely different conversation about this draft right
we
now.
We would
Carl.
Only be having a different conversation because you feel comfortable with those names. You don't feel comfortable with these names. Atlanta.
Leata later.
They didn't screw this up. And maybe on the board up there at Flowery Branch, they didn't have the Kool-Aid kid and all of these other guys as high as you think they did. Just like I told you they didn't have Dallas Turner as high. And I don't hate Alabama. I told you they didn't have Dallas Turner as high.
Stretch that.
And nobody did. He wasn't even the first guy off the board. So this whole notion is, I don't like it because I think they screwed up the first pick, which we'll talk about. And then what did they do the rest of the draft? Well, I don't know. I don't know who this is. Who is this, Scooby-Doo? No, it's not Scooby-Doo. Because you don't know the name, it bothers you. Because your mock draft told you they were going to do something different.
It would be different if they had an established starting cornerback too, Carl.
They do. And A.J. Terrell.
Okay, then who's cornerback one? Yeah, okay. For those of you who can't see right now,
A.J.
Carl is slinking in his chair as he's trying to make this argument.
Turtle, real talk. I don't know how they view. We've talked about who Clark Phillips.
Yeah.
Kevin King.
Kevin King is the other guy. Antonio Hamilton is the other guy
correct.
That they signed.
We've also talked about Richie Grant maybe playing more corner. I don't know what the plan is. I will know, and when I do, you'll know.
None of that is good enough.
But right now, you're worried about, I think, something that they obviously are not as worried about. If they were, they would have went with Kool-Aid Kid or somebody else. They didn't. There's a reason. And the reason is, we got a plan. You think they didn't take a corner in this draft because they didn't have a plan or they felt some kind of way about one or two of these players?
Carl, I can't even fathom to begin to understand why they didn't take a corner. It is such a glaring need on this team. If you consider yourself a contender,
Curry, which, you know who they did take.
Which they do. Yeah, they took Rook Ororo, a raw but talented defensive tackle out of Clemson who
can move up and down the defense.
Yeah. We'll get you the jersey, Carl. Don't worry. Go ahead. But at the same time, you are looking at a team right now with expectations to A, win the division. B,
that's true.
Break a 7-year playoff drought.
That's true.
C, signed a quarterback to a $100 million contract, traded for and then signed a wide receiver, both at overpriced value to help him on the offense.
That's free agency.
And D, you're deciding to go all in. Except for, one of the premier positions in the sport, in cornerback, where you have a glaring, gauging, decisive, earth-shatteringly large hole at starting cornerback. And you had 8 picks to take a cornerback.
That's correct.
And you didn't take one. Not even a flyer. Not a sniff, Carl. Not a sniff.
Now, wait a minute. Oren is here today. Oren, didn't they sign an undrafted free agent right after the draft? Didn't they bring in a corner?
Yeah.
Okay, then what is Turtle? What are you talking about?
Because that guy's going to start.
They brought somebody in. Well, you're acting like they completely ignored it. They brought somebody in. There it is. There he is, right there.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Out of Iona College.
What's his name?
Upstate New York. Warren doesn't even know the guy's name.
Oh, they brought in the guy.
Yeah.
You're overreacting to this. Atlanta, we got to calm down. We've got to understand
and trust that they know what they're doing.
His name is Anthony Sowell, and he's from Mid-America Nazarene.
Oh, saw him play one time.
I'm sure you did, Carl.
Okay, I didn't. But you know what? They brought one in. Okay?
There's a second one.
Oh, they've got two.
Jaden Price from North Dakota State University.
Turtle, two.
North Dakota State
is
good.
And that's value, by the way. You didn't even draft those
guys. Yeah, North Dakota State is good at producing one thing, and that's underperforming quarterbacks like Carson Wentz and Trey Lance.
I thought you could go somewhere else with that. I'm so glad you did.
No, that's what they're good at producing, Carl.
404-726-0929. Turtle has convinced me today that we should take phone calls. I told him we shouldn't. Okay? He said we need to. I said, I don't think we need to. You know why? Because I don't want to hear you tell me how bad this is. I'm not running to one stinking person who said, Dukes, it's pretty damn. Okay, I checked that. My boy Dre, he's the only one. Outside of Dre, everybody else, Dukes, this draft.
Yeah, maybe if somebody's telling you or everybody's telling you the exact same thing, Carl, you should listen.
You know why
John Fricke likes it.
You know, of course Fricke does, because he's smart.
Well.
Shh, quiet. He's smart. Don't say that. Fricke is super smart. Of course he likes this. And he should. And you should, too. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about this Penix thing and why you shouldn't be frowning about it. And your friends shouldn't be clowning you about it. Stukes and Bale, Turtle in for Mike. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stopping power and performance drive.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, it's fire. I love you people because you understand exactly where I'm coming from. It's Dukes and Bell. Turtle is in for Mike. Devon says, Dukes, I don't know what Turtle's talking about. I'm looking at this. This timeline's fire. I mean, people are finally coming to their senses. This is great, Turtle. They are agreeing with me. Derek Frazier says, tell Turtle to let Jimmy Lake cook. It's a new system. Clark Phillips had a couple of bad plays, and they were the last game of the season. He's not lying about that, which stuck in our heads. But Clark Phillips is a player. He's still...
Yeah, he's a player. He's a nickel, Carl.
He's still going to be good for us.
He's a nickel. He's not a starting.
Which means you still have one more cornerback spot that needs to be
filled. Thank you, Oren.
Alive alone.
Thank you.
Unless you plan on running like some hybrid 3-4-8 with eight linebacker defense.
I trust Jimmy Lake. I trust Jimmy Lake. You guys need to trust him. They said, Turtle, you forget Zach Harrison's on the team too. I mean,
can he play corner?
You're forgetting about how they got to the quarterback.
Okay, Zach Harrison was a rookie last year, and he had 3 sacks, Carl.
Dimitri says, I'm with you, Dukes. I love the Falcons 2024 draft class. Riding with Raheem, hashtag. That's one you should learn, Turtle. Hashtag, riding with Raheem. We're talking about this draft, guys, coming off the weekend. And by the way, big shout-out to Captain Grady. Lives in my neighborhood. Used to live in my neighborhood. His wife, Heather. They're driving around. Delta pilot. He agrees with me. Thank you, Grady. Thank you, Heather.
I hope everybody out there listening realizes
this feels good
that
because all I heard all weekend was how bad this was. This is great.
No,
thank
you guys. That first training camp practice when they run 7-on-7 or 11-on-11, and Kirk Cousins just absolutely obliterates that secondary. What are people going to start saying then?
Oh, it's practice.
I just hope everybody out there
practice
listening
is practice.
That Carl's reading all these tweets about realizes that Carl can't get you tickets, guys. So kissing his bum is not going to do you any good.
Steve Wiggins, listen to this one. Put him up. C. Dukes, by the way, give out your social media handle.
Yeah, at C. Thomas Radio. Send all your complaints.
All right, and they will. Put him up, C. Dukes. I'm so tired of this whole narrative about how bad this draft was. You seem to be the only one that gets it. Thank you, Steve. This was not as bad as it as you or many people perceive it to be.
Can I read you something real quick, Carl? This is from the 33rd team.
Okay.
Okay? We had our buddy Ian Valentino on.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Really good draft analyst. Okay. Michael Penix Jr. D. Rook Arororo.
Arororo.
D. Braylon Trice. B. Dorlis. A. Bertrand. C. McClellan. C. Casey Washington. F. Zion Luge. C minus.
That sounds personal. I mean, that sounds really personal. All those D's and C's. I mean, come on. Well, that sounds very personal.
Personal to who?
I don't know. Maybe know somebody on these.
They're
this
an
list.
Independent organization. They just give it their
opinion.
That
sounds like it. C's and D's. I mean, that sounds like he doesn't like somebody here. This draft was fine. Now, let's talk about Penix for a second.
Okay.
Tell me you've come off the whole, this is a bad pick. I can't believe they did this. It's been a few days, Atlanta. Please tell me you've come off the ledge.
It's an F, Carl.
Oh, goodness.
And that's
gracious.
What I put on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
At C. Thomas Radio. It's an F. Oh, I gave out each grade for every pick, and Michael
Penix
Jr. is an F.
Do you have a player, Carl?
Oh, goodness.
A player that's not a quarterback.
I'm not going to make it today.
That's expected to sit for like three, but like it just. He's going to sit for like 3 years, Carl.
No, he's not.
That means the Kirk Cousins signing was a failure.
No, it's not a failure.
You got a first-round pick you can't use.
You needed a guy, okay, to come in and play quarterback. That guy is Kirk Cousins.
That guy should have been Gardner Minshew or Jacoby Brissett.
Why? You wouldn't trust that. You wouldn't trust that.
Would you trust Michael Penix? Would you trust Michael Penix in week one or two this season?
If
there's new Kirk Cousins?
I absolutely would. But here's the deal. When we talk about redundancy in the world of sports, okay, and let's just use the Hawks, for example, okay?
Are you sure we want to talk about the Hawks?
We're going to use the
right
Hawks because the NBA playoffs are going on. And in the world of sports, what happens is, what have we been saying that Trey needs? More shooters. More guys that can create and put the ball on the floor and do more, right? It can't just be left to him. Here's the deal. Give me all of that, right? We talk about the Braves. What does Mike say? What does Mike say all the damn time? He says it so much you get sick of him saying it. What does he say, Turtle? We need more pitching.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Does he not?
Yeah.
Why is the redundancy there okay? We do. Bullpen help. We do. Shooters. We do. What the Falcons did is said, hey, guess what? We've got a plan. We've got a guy that you trust and will play quarterback because you don't trust all these bums that you're talking about now because it's after the fact when you're talking about these guys that should have came in here. And then we're going to pick a guy that we feel really good about. And guess what? We have our guy. It's okay.
Can I
like,
tell you why?
It's just not that big of a deal. And you guys are losing your mind. This was an F. How? He hadn't played a down for us yet.
Because
neither has a roo.
Can I tell you why? It's not the player, Carl. And that's where everybody gets it twisted. I like Michael Penix Jr. He was obviously one of the best quarterbacks in football last year.
Obviously.
It's where he was taken. It's inexcusable, Carl. It's inexcusable.
You wouldn't have liked it if he was taken by any team that early. Because you...
No, not if I'm the Denver Broncos and I traded up to get him.
Turtle, four teams were trying to get in the top 10 to get Michael Penix. I know you guys don't want to believe it. Trust me on this.
That's fine, but the Falcons didn't need Michael Penix. That's the whole problem.
And those four teams needed a quarterback.
They don't need Michael Penix.
Well, I didn't need them donuts this weekend, but
I
ate them.
I understand, and I'm trying to get on that same path as you, brother.
They were damn good.
That damn cake's still sitting out there.
And to your point, too, Carl, about the shooters and the pitchers?
What?
You can put multiple shooters on the floor,
yes,
and they can all play with Trey at the same time.
This is true.
Pitchers, they pitch one day after the other.
Yes, but redundancy.
You can only play one quarterback at one time, and we have one quarterback to be paid $100 million guaranteed to.
Okay, so we have one quarterback that can only play at one time.
Yes.
Do you guys know how many quarterbacks played in the NFL last year? 66 guys played the position.
Okay.
You know why?
Because they get hurt. But that's not the
argument. Do not just breeze over that.
They get hurt.
Thank you. 66 at the most important position.
Okay.
We have been burned. And here's the other part of this, Turtle.
Yep.
We as Atlanta Falcon fans are scarred right now.
Yeah, because of the, as John Fricke likes to say, delivery door Dez and the noodle arm quitter.
Okay. We are scarred. So we have an issue with the way that this happened, but the end result is not that's not going to be the problem. It's not the issue. You're dealing with this because we've been in an abusive relationship. That's what you're doing right now. You're doing this. Falcon fans are doing this all over the country. What the hell, Dukes? Why would they do this? That is why you're feeling the way you are.
No, it's
the
not.
Pick is fine.
No, it's not, Carl. It's not because the Falcons need, like, I need to not eat that cake out there.
Cake is so good.
It is delicious, and it's calling my name, and I'm trying so damn hard.
So good.
But they need it, defensive end and cornerback, a million, a trillion, a bajillion times more than they needed a backup quarterback.
Yeah, until the 66 includes the Falcons.
Well, you know what, too? With Andy and Randy had a great point. I thought about this weekend. Say, for instance, Kirk does get hurt, and you get Michael Penix in.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what you've created then, Carl?
What's that?
An unnecessary controversy.
Why? What do you mean unnecessary? We know there's one that's current and one is the future. Guys, Kirk, God love him. I hope we win. I hope we go to the Super Bowl next year. He's 36. He's not going to be here another decade. He even knows that.
But he's here for at least two.
Okay. But you brought him here, Carl, the whole point. And what I said before in the first segment.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you guys something before you finish?
Yeah.
Why are you guys still? Both of you guys, what did you guys talk before the damn show?
No.
Both of you guys are coming at me like this.
Not even in the slightest.
Not even slightest. Did you just wink at Turtle?
No.
I could have sworn you winked at him, Oren. What the hell is going on
in
here?
That was a twitch.
Okay. Go ahead, Turtle. Both of you guys. You say something, he says something. He says something, you say something.
I can't help that Oren just happens to have more common sense in this situation.
All right, go ahead. I just feel like there's something going on here.
The theme of the day needs to be this.
What?
Remember what the Falcons' plan is. It's to win now.
They can, Turtle.
Not when you have a glaring hole at cornerback and defensive end. It's not like, oh, we could have maybe upgraded, you know, because Calais is here and we got, you know, Bud Dupree here and we got, Arnold Ebiketie here. Zach Harris here.
Have those decisions been made, by the way?
They can't afford it.
Oh, stop. Calais could come back for little of nothing,
Carl,
if he wanted
to. Do you know how much money the Falcons have on the cap right now?
And they will restructure if need be.
And you think
you are worried about something that we don't need to worry about.
You think restructuring a Grady Jarrett contract or a Chris Lindstrom contract is a good idea for when your guy Michael Penix is going to be the starting quarterback? Then they're going to be salary cap strapped again like they were with Matt and Julio.
You've got 5 years to worry about that. Turtle, it's a long time.
It's win now, and Michael Penix Jr. does nothing, to quote you, to help us win.
You can't quote
now.
Me on me.
I'm
you can't
quoting
quote,
you against you.
You can't quote me on me.
Remember the weeks leading up to the draft, we had the conversations of, what if this guy failed? What if Maserati failed to us at 8 will be taken? What if Rome failed to us? What if Joe Alt was there at 8 will be taken? These defensive ends, they failed to us at 8. Cornerbacks. There was never a discussion about a quarterback falling us to 8, especially Michael Penix, because that wasn't in the plan. It was guys who could help now. It was an Alt, maybe. We can plug in a Joe Alt in the offensive line to kind of help us with the upgrade there. Maybe we can get some more potency on the outside of the wide receiver. Maybe we can get somebody at, I don't know, cornerback or defensive end that can help us on the defense side of the football. Now we get this guy. There wasn't a discussion about if this guy fell to us at 8.
Let me turn the tables on you real quick, Carl. Okay. This is from Angry Beavers.
Okay.
Rook Ororo was the 6th best ranked defensive tackle.
According to whom?
Picked him with the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th ranked defensive tackles still on the board.
According to whom?
The metrics, the rankings, all your Mel Kuypers, your Daniel Jeremiahs.
See, here's the thing. I'm so glad you brought this up. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you about these boards. When we come back. Okay. I'm going to tell you about these boards.
You tell me.
And we are also going to continue this conversation. I'm trying to help you, Atlanta. This thing is pretty damn good. I mean, you could be on Oren or Turtle's side if you want and complain all damn day. This was a really good thing that has happened to the Atlanta Falcons. and you just don't want to open up to it. All right, we're going to come back. I'm going to tell you about the boards, and then I'm going to give you a story, okay, about what happened about 15 years ago, maybe longer, when we come back on Dukes and Bell.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yay! Oh! It's Dukes and Bell. Colonel is in for Mike today. And we are trying to help you. I am trying to help you through. Yes, you see how I did that, Orin. I looked away because Turtle's not helping anybody right now. I am trying to help you through this process of understanding, digesting, and letting this out that it's okay. We're going to be fine, okay? Pass the Penix pick. Rook is a good pick. Braylon Trice, good pick. Brandon Dorlus. I'm fine with all this. And what's crazy is, you know what's funny, Turtle, the big thing, and then I'm going to tell you the bump these boards.
Oh, enlighten me, Carl.
So what's funny is, it's, I want defense. We were there Friday. We had a great conversation with Terry Fontenot.
Oh, sure did.
It's online, by the way, at odyssey.com.
And you know what, real quick before, just 2 seconds. It's ironic because I said this to you on our pre-show call today. I thought Terry and Michael Penix did a great job in those interviews.
Me too.
And I thought it really helped to win back over some of the fan base that was stewing.
Yeah.
And then they go and draft Rook Ororo in the second round.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it all goes down the toilet.
Okay. That's not what I wanted to hear, but you're right. The interviews were very good. But here's the thing about these boards, all right? And we're talking about the draft, and you guys want to chime in, you absolutely can. We're going to open the phones coming up here. So you can, you know, get your 2 cents in. And by the way, I said, like I said, all weekend long, all I got was Dukes, this draft. And I'm like, what are these people not seeing? But here's the deal about these boards. So the Mel Kuypers of the world, all right, any of these guys that you follow, they have an idea of who teams like at certain positions, which is why they give you all the options, okay? And that does not mean that a team, as they go through this process, does not have a player higher on their board than what they tell a lot of the draft guys, okay? So when you go to these particular sites, Turtle, like you were telling me about Rook, right? And you say, well, he was the 6th best tackle on the board. According to some publications, that may be true. But that's not necessarily true for the teams that are involved in the draft. And this is what I said about Michael Penix the day we talked about it last week. I said, guys, there are teams, Orin, there are teams who have him as the 2nd best quarterback in this draft, number 2 on the board. And you guys laughed. And now as this stuff is being revealed, you're realizing not only one team was involved or potentially interested, more than one team was interested. So all I'm telling you is it's not that they're wrong. Everybody has their opinion. But the deal is, until you're in these war rooms and you know specifically who the teams covet the most or who you think is better. And by the way, you know what's crazy about the draft? Eye of beholder. Like, if the Falcons think Rook is a better player than some of these other tackles that were available, then that's what this is. Who am I to tell them that they're wrong until we see he can't play? And Turtle, if he can't play, or Braylon can't play, or Brandon can't play, then I'll be the first one to tell you, these guys are no good. But I can't say that right now. All you're going by is, well, he was the sixth or eighth or tenth best guy. According to whom? I don't think that's the case for the Falcons. I don't think it was the case for the Houston Texans. I don't think it's the case for the Minnesota Vikings. Everybody's board is different. That's why the draft is so unique. I just want to say that for everybody who says, yes, but this guy was ranked here. It doesn't mean that he's not a good fit for what you do or what they value.
That's fine. But can I give you the other side of that argument?
Absolutely.
Okay. And we were joking around a lot in the first couple of segments. We're having fun, but I'm being serious right now.
Uh-oh.
I am going to read you a list of names. And okay. What I would like you to take into consideration is the following. What did we think about these guys?
Think about them.
How did we talk about them?
Talk about them.
And where did we perceive them to be drafted?
Perceived to be drafted. I'm writing this down.
Okay, here we go. Braden Fisk, stud defensive tackle out of Florida State. Cooper DeJean, Iowa, stud cornerback returner out of Iowa.
Yes.
Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alabama, quarterback. Kamari Lassiter, Georgia, cornerback. Those guys, Carl, were all taken immediately after Rook Arororo.
Arororo.
When you juxtapose those two things, meaning you take the list of names I just gave you,
yes,
the qualifications I just gave you,
okay,
and then the pick is Rook Arororo, a guy that 90 to 95% of our audience had not heard of, myself included. I had to go back and look at the numbers after the pick and justify it in my own head what they were thinking. It's a bad look. And I understand what you're saying about the draft boards, and I understand what you're saying about the Falcons draft board being different than everyone else's. But at the same time, you also need to take into consideration how this looks as an optic to the fan base. Should you draft that way? No. But it's still relevant, and it's still why there's other people out there today who are screaming my same sentiment about the draft.
You just said it, though. How's it look? You don't like it because of the way it looks. It doesn't make it a bad draft, and it doesn't make it a bad draft pick. You don't like it because of the way it looks. You don't like it because of the way it felt, because you were not familiar. That is what you're truly saying. And Turtle, I'll be honest about those guys you just mentioned, because we talked a lot about Cooper DeJean. And by the way, damn Eagles. Eagles, man. They had a great draft. Like, seriously. You know, we're not talking about that today because we're in Atlanta. But I'm telling you, I talked about it on my national show. Eagles crushed it. Dan Quinn, for all the crap we give him. Washington crushed it. There were teams around the league. And when I say crushed it, I'm not telling you they're going to the Super Bowl. What I'm telling you is that not only did they address what was perceived to be the needs, they also got, to Turtle's point, players that everybody feels good about, and then you go, well, that's a great value where they picked them. So you add all that stuff together, and you go, well, they had a pretty good draft. But realistically, I can't tell you they're going to do what these guys are going to do. So I hear you. 404-726-0929. It is our text line. You can hit us up there. You can also find us on social media. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. I just want to know, as we will open up the phone lines coming up here at 3 o'clock, I just want to know if like, you've chilled out. Like, I understand you being on fire and upset Thursday night because we are so in the moment, Turtle, and present, like, with these picks, right? And so Thursday happens, and you know we don't have another pick until the next day, and you're like, what the hell? But now as the weekend has played out, and we've got 8 new guys, and yep, we've got defense addressed, and you've got some things that you do feel good about.
Certain positions on defense.
Oh, jeez. That you feel good about, then tell me you've chilled out a little bit. Tell me this is okay. It's going to be fine, and I'm seeing more and more of this on social media because you people, our listeners, are smart. You people, Dukes and Bell listeners, are smart. You guys get it. You understand that the big picture is just bigger than Rook.
Win now, Carl. You brought in Kirk Cousins. You paid him $100 million guaranteed. You sign Darnell Mooney to a contract that is nowhere near equivalent to the production that he's done in the NFL.
You traded
Desmond Ridder.
I got to raise my hand.
For Rondale Moore.
Got to raise my hand. Can we stop talking about how much money we paid Kirk Cousins? It's the going rate. Let's stop talking about how much money we pay Kirk Cousins.
That's what
quarterbacks get paid when you're in the league 12 years and have done what he did. That's who cares? If you were going to go get a free agent quarterback, this is the cost when you want to go get the best guy.
You know who cares? The Falcons salary cap managers care, because that's $45 million extra you would have had if Michael Penix was drafted at 8 and he's your starting cornerback. Because you know who you could have signed? Maybe a guy like Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, come on.
Maybe a cornerback like Stephon Gilmore.
Let me ask you this, Turtle. Did you want the Falcons to take a third-round quarterback again and just do this all over again? Is that what you were hoping? That's what you wanted?
No.
Because that didn't work.
No.
That didn't work. So taking him in the first round, that doesn't work either. Like, you can't be happy. Like, take him in the third round. Maybe we'll find our Russell Wilson. Didn't happen. Take him in the first round. Falcons don't know what the hell they're doing. You can't be happy. They're trying to understand, or at least help the fan base understand, we will not be caught with our pants down again. We've got a plan now and a plan for the future,
Carl,
and I'm all good with that.
But at that cost, though, but that's the problem, Carl. It's at what cost?
What's the cost?
The cost was not signing a defensive player, any defensive player in the draft, the highest one on whatever board. You were talking about boards.
Yes.
Whoever they had as the highest-rated defensive player on their board, they could have taken in the first and second round in order to bolster the edge and cornerback position, which are your two most glaring needs.
And
they didn't do it. They took a quarterback in the first round, and then they took a defensive tackle in the second round.
Yes, they did.
Make that make sense to me. I don't get it.
Are we allowed to ask, what if this doesn't work?
Of course.
Like, what if this idea of drafting this quarterback at 8 – I think that might be one of my biggest concerns. Like, what if this doesn't work, the idea that you drafted the quarterback for the future because he was there at 8 instead of drafting? See, I'd rather miss on
an overreach for a defensive player than drafting a quarterback for the future.
I'd rather do that
agree 100%
than do what they did.
Guys, there's no bigger premium position in the game.
But you have one.
There isn't a bigger.
You have one.
Have you seen his Achilles?
Have you
seen his Achilles? Do you know 100% that he is good and everything's going to be fine?
You know
all
why
we're
that's
doing right now is praying that Kurt is going to be good. Kurt, I hope you're okay.
You know why that's a flawed sentence, Carl? Because
You have to prepare for the future.
Let me tell you why. Because if you're asking me to put that same sentiment and that same level of trust in Terry and his staff to draft Michael Penix Jr., then you're also asking me in the same breath to put the same amount of trust in to bring in Kirk Cousins, having cleared the medicals.
Yeah, they wouldn't have paid him $100 million. And again, I'm going to save the money.
There you go.
They will not have given him the going rate for a starting quarterback if they did not believe he was going to be able to play this entire season.
But even if let me ask you guys this, though.
Even if they didn't, it's the same thing.
Let me ask you guys this. Yep. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Obviously, some of you have not turned the page. Obviously, some of you did not have a great weekend like I did outside of a tip situation.
I had a fantastic, weekend.
It doesn't sound like it to me. It sounds like a lot of complaining in here.
It's not complaining, Carl.
Sounds like a lot of whining in here on this Falcons draft.
I don't want the Falcons losing to the Saints week 1, 34-31, because their defense can't stop a nosebleed like it couldn't at the end of last year.
Wait a minute. Why we got to lose like that? Why can't it be like a drop punt? Why I got to lose like that?
Because we lost on a drop punt for the last 3 years when we were going 7-10. And you had quarterbacks throwing grenades.
Let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
You guys have insurance? Not you. Atlanta, you got insurance?
Health insurance?
Any insurance.
Yeah, of course.
Why? Why don't you just live life without it? Why don't you just live life without it? Orin, you got a little guy. Franklin's the cutest thing ever. You got him covered. Just in case he needs to go to the doctor, right? You got car insurance. Just in case this traffic out here in the ATL, which is hectic, you get into an accident, and maybe you get your car fixed. Why? Just roll through life without it. But you have it just in case.
But you know what the Falcons did?
just in case something happens.
But you know,
and
that
for
I'm
the
not doing
Falcons, you know what they did? They said, we are not going to sit back and allow ourselves to be in this position again. And this is what we're just going to have to accept. And this is hard. This is a hard pill to swallow. Turtles may not swallow it all year. I don't know about you, Orin. I'm trying here. You have to swallow the pill and understand that we're not going to be in this position again. So you know what? We're taking our guy, and we're taking the most important position when we feel like we need to. Whether you think they're going to be good, whether you think they'll be back in this position or not, I mean, for those of you who are so against this, just drop all your insurance coverage and roll. You won't do that because just in case, honey, we get into trouble, you know, the house may have an issue or something may happen. You want to know that you're covered. And guess what? Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris want to know that their ass is covered.
You know what I'm not doing, though, Carl? I'm not having a second baby just in case something happens to the first.
You're contemplating having that second baby because the damn insurance is so high.
There you go, yeah.
But you know
something
what?
Happens to Franklin. We're not going to have a second kid because Franklin, something happens to him,
this
God
is
forbid.
This is what the Falcons did, though, Carl, and I like your example there. But you know what they did, unfortunately?
What'd they do?
They live in an apartment and they bought insurance for a house. They did the wrong thing.
You still need renter's insurance, don't you?
They have a car, but they bought motorcycle insurance.
Oh, Carl. It's like living in Vegas.
They won't cover you like that.
It's like living in Vegas and getting flood insurance.
You never know out there, though.
Just saying.
You never. It may rain like 3 days out there. You never know.
Oh, yeah. We'll need a flood insurance for those 3 days, yes.
Well, it's like living in a beach house. I got hurricane insurance or flood insurance you may never use for 30 years, but when it happens...
You wanna be covered.
All right, we're coming
back. Falcons gave up the 9th most explosive plays in the NFL last year. Let's see what that number is this year.
Well, new defensive coordinator, so new slate. Man, this is hard work, guys. This is you guys have no idea how hard this is. 404-726-0929. The people who get it, the smart people, Dukes and Bell listeners, please call. Please tell Turtle that he's not seeing this the way he should. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're talking about the draft with you. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL. Live well. Don't just live. Live well. 3 o'clock hour straight ahead.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.